Episode 23. Top 6.
It's heating up.
So, as you know, Ambi Lee was not able to make it this week because she's currently in the process of moving down to Disney World, which is kind of ironic because, you know, this is a Disney competition.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have our special mystery guest judge with us tonight.
Ooh, we'll call Rumble Roar for the next few minutes.
Yes. Rumble Roar. Because she's scary.
Or is it a he?
Or he. It. Yeah.
Good job, Jeffers.
Okay, so tonight, the six contestants were given the theme of Pixar, so they had the option of singing a song from any Pixar-related movie.
Or
and
3D.
And we also extended the theme to 3D animated movies such as Boat, Tangled, Meet the Robinsons, etc., etc. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting, it's going to be good, and...
Randy Newman!
We have Rumble Roar. Yeah.
Rumble Roar! Take me to Mars with you! I want to go to Mars.
I can potentially arrange that.
Take me to the moon. Be my alien. Okay, are you guys ready to get this thing started?
Let's get this party started right now. Okay, yeah. We don't own Disney. Disney music is not owned by us. It is owned by Disney. We love you, Mickey. Please don't sue us. We're fans doing this by fans, for fans, etc. We love you, Mickey. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Yeah, we love you so much. Ambi's working for you. That's like devotion right there, you know?
Right there, yeah.
Devotion. All right, are we...
Devotion.
That rhymed.
Like devotion. Emotion, devotion, and ocean.
Okay, are you guys...
I need a word.
Are you guys ready to get this thing started? Yes. Cool.
Yep.
Pulling up first to the racetrack is Russ.
Find yourself in some far-off place, and it causes you to rethink some things. You start to sense that slowly you're becoming someone else, and then you find yourself. When you make new friends in a brand new town, and you start to think about settling down, the things that would have been lost on you are now clear as a bell. And you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself. When you go through life so sure of where you're heading, and you wind up lost, and it's the best thing that could have happened. 'Cause sometimes when you lose your way, it's really just as well. Because you find yourself, yeah, that's when you find yourself. You meet the one that you've been waiting for, and she's everything that you want and more. You look at her and you finally start to live for someone else. And then you find yourself. That's when you find yourself. When we go through life, so sure of where we're heading, and we wind up lost, and it's the best thing that could have happened. That sometimes when you lose your way, it's really just as well. Because you find yourself. Yeah, that's when you find yourself.
Okay, so kicking things off tonight is Russ with Find Yourself from Cars. Woo-hoo. So yeah, if you haven't figured it out, our special guest judge is the one and only special guest star.
Rochelle Ehler. That's me.
Yay! Yes,
Hi.
Our special guest is Rochelle Ehler this week.
I love Cars. It's like my favorite movie.
You've made her night, Russ.
You made her night.
So you want to, yeah, you want to start off the critiques, Rach?
Sure. Oh, excuse me. 1 a.m. It's tiring. Okay. I wrote, Russ, this was very, like, technical sounding the whole time. Like, it was very, like, technically well done, but I felt like there was almost too much technicality around, like, 101. Your emotion got a lot better and you kind of, like, picked it up a little bit, and I felt more of the, like, need to quote-unquote find yourself. But this, surprisingly, I was actually really surprised about this just because I've heard you on Lone Star, and, like, that's, like, the, you know,
country
like
show.
Genre that I've heard you doing, and that is the country show, and this song is a country song. Like, the original artist is Brad Paisley, and, like, I was kind of, like, surprised at how not country you made this sound. Like, on a lot, like, on some of your Lone Star songs, you, like, still kept that, like, country twang and that country feel to them, and I feel like it was just completely lost in this song for some reason. Like, I didn't feel like this was country. I'm being nitpicky.
Yeah. Because
It was really good, and he sang it really well. And, like, I definitely thought there were moments when there wasn't that much emotion, but then it picked up.
And, okay.
Yeah, that's my critique. That's what I wrote.
Okay. Russ, this is, like, one of my favorite Cars songs, and I'm so happy you picked it this week because I love Cars, too.
Really?
High five, like... Rach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best.
It makes me cry at the end, like, every single time.
It doesn't make
me cry.
It's so beautiful.
Cry, I'm like, but... oh my god. I want to see it.
Anyway, Russ, I thought you sounded kind of a bit too uptight for this song, especially, like, towards the beginning, like Rach said. It sounded too technical. I wanted it to be a bit more laid back and kind of soothing, like Brad Paisley sang it, or of a similar style. I thought you had really odd timing in the first verse. You were coming in really early on the lines. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm. I've written that down.
It sounded like you were unfamiliar with the song because you would come in, like, a beat or two early, and yeah, it sounded kind of awkward.
I feel like you wouldn't have sounded as awkward if there hadn't been backup singers. I feel like that was what made it awkward.
Yeah.
He was, like, not singing with them.
That was one of my notes right there.
Oh, sorry, Zelena.
Yeah, because we're used to doing this.
Your syncing with the background vocals was not so good, and you took some nice liberties in the chorus, but because they diverged off the main vocal melody line, it made it sounded weird with the background vocals. So, yeah. But other than that, I like this, Russ. Pretty good. Good job. So.
Okay. Country. Yeah, this is just as bad as High School Musical for me. Okay. And I live in Texas. So it's just as bad.
Oh my
bad.
Gosh. Almost spit out water.
So you're just this country with the Lone Star Judge.
I know.
I'm just saying, I'm from Texas and I'm not big with country. It's an odd mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I have to agree, it wasn't as country as it could sound. It was a little more operatic for me. Operatic? Eh. Because it had a little too much vibrato for my liking. I do think your voice overall did kind of fit the song. I have to agree with the off sync with the back vocals. You did have the good energy. I have good energy, so I thought you had good energy for the most part. That's about it. I just don't know what part of the movie the song shows up in. That's another question I have.
The credits.
Okay, this is a credit song. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm excited for Cars 2 then.
Yeah.
There's Cars 2?
Yeah, there's already promo art.
What?
There's our Disney trivia.
Oh my god. My mind has been blown.
2011?
That just, like, actually made my night. Like, I might cry. I'm so happy.
Wait, when's it coming out, Jeffers?
2011. I can actually look it up now if you want.
Oh, they said June 11. I'm like, that's my birthday.
What?
I thought you said my birthday. That's why.
June 24th, Rach.
Oh my god. I could die of joy. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Are we done here?
I'm done.
I am so good.
All right. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming. With Princess Clary, that is.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, he's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to his arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. I know just as before, and happy we will be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Sailing, sail on, sailing, sailing, no more sailing. Goodbye, farewell, my friend, no more sailing. So long, so long, so long, no more sailing. Goodbye, farewell, my friend. Goodbye, ooh, no more sailing. That's it from me. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a wonderful audience. But there is no more sailing for me. So I shall say my goodbyes now. So long. Goodbye, my friends. Farewell.
And that was Princess Clary with Beyond the Sea from Finding Nemo. Yeah.
Nemo.
Shark bait. Ooh, ha ha.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. So, Clary, this was... I like this overall. Well, my first note was you pitched the backtrack, which sounded like it fit your range much better than the original. So that was good. I could actually picture you singing this live in like a big restaurant or like a bar,
like a lounge.
Yeah, like in a lounge, she's just like jazzing out on the mic.
Especially with the speaking, it was very like
right. It had a very live feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought your voice was a great fit for this style of song. Let's see. I put down you could have used a bit more energy in the beginning, but the note kind of like was irrelevant as the song went on because it built a little bit. I really like your liberties at the end, like with all the goodbyes. Like you had so many improvisations towards the end. It really kept me interested, which is a hard thing to do when the backtrack is playing and repeating for like a minute. So I thought you did a very good job. Ending out the song. So that's all I have. Zell?
I adored the ending speaking. It was just adorable. I really loved the very, very jazzy feel of your voice in this. I could tell that it was pitched because the music sounded off for me in some places. Like around 30 seconds, it was more noticeable for me. Mm-hmm. This might be one of my, is it only me or did everybody else hear this? Was her music louder or did she sound a little distant in this? Or is it me?
I think it was you. I didn't notice any. Yeah. I thought her levels were fine.
Well, my headphones kind of distort the levels a little bit, but it was okay for me.
Okay. Overall, I liked it. I think I heard a click at the end, though, but that might have been when we unmuted our mics. But yeah, other than that, good job.
Okay. Yeah, I pretty much had a lot of the same things. I loved your energy. I loved your emotion. I loved the end when you spoke. I thought that was like so great. I liked your like scatting halfway through. Your kind of like improv stuff that you did, which was amazing. And so just wrote hooray for Nemo. I think fish are like really cute. So Nemo is like a really cute movie, in my opinion. I was a little nervous it was going to be too low for you at the very beginning. Like, I agree that pitching it was definitely a good idea, but it still felt like a little too low. But like, I think where your backtrack was, if you had pitched it anymore, it would have sounded like really warbly and like underwater, which would have been funny. But I loved the way that you sang this, like, stylistically. Like, the way you, like, said some of your words were, like, very, like, And it just, like, worked really well for the song. And I, like, really liked the casual, jazzy feel you kept to it. So I think you did a really good job. And this was fantastic. I am threatened by you, Princess Clary.
Uh-oh.
You're intense and really good. And da-na-na, that's how I feel.
And now ended at that.